live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach is promising the plan to reopen schools fully next month will be robust enough to ensure that they stay open into the future. The July stimulus package is hailed by government TDs in Donegal, but hoteliers express serious concern about the package. They say it doesn't go far enough to support Irish tourism and safeguard the 7,500 jobs supported by tourism in the county. We'll hear from two Midlands Northwest MEPs about the concerns about Brexit and particularly the breakdown, it seems, in discussions between the EU and the UK and Donegal County Council and the OPW, Heron Engineering Company, to do some flood reports. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. And after that, of course, because it's Friday, we'll have An Nuacht a Léamh Ag Colm Ferreter. We begin, though, with the Taoiseach's pledge this evening that the plan to reopen schools next month will be robust enough to ensure they stay open into the future. Students at every school in the country are to return to class by the end of August, under a plan, the details of which will be published on Monday. Department of Education officials will finalise the details with teaching unions over the weekend before the Cabinet meets to give it its final imprimatur. Micheál Martin says the plan will give parents hope.
When we announce this on Monday, we want one comprehensive announcement. I want to give confidence to the parents today and hope that, you know, the situation is well underway in terms of the planning and the work that's gone into it. And it's important then from here on in then that the plan is announced in a comprehensive way, and then that detailed guidance is sent out to the schools.
Well, the July stimulus package has been described as good news for Donegal. It's anticipated a range of measures announced last evening will help get Donegal businesses back on their feet. Businesses forced to close because of public health requirements will be granted a waiver of commercial rates for the 6 months to the end of September. Arguably, one of the key highlights of the package for Donegal will be the extension to the wage subsidy scheme for seasonal workers and others. Junior Minister Charlie McConnellogue says this, coupled with the Stay and Spend initiative, should see money coming back into the county.
That particular approach is one which hopefully over the month ahead will see money coming into the county, people coming in here, and as a result supporting jobs in the county as well. And I think from the hospitality point of view, the changes to the wage subsidy were crucially important in terms of the amendments to allow additional staff to be taken on. It had been seasonal staff before because that was holding the sector back.
However, Donegal hoteliers have expressed serious concerns about the stimulus package confirmed by the government, saying it doesn't go far enough to support Irish tourism and specifically to safeguard the 7,500 jobs supported by tourism in Donegal. Paul Diver, the chair of the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, says in particular they're disappointed that the government failed to deliver a reduction in tourism VAT, describing that as a missed opportunity. The rate in Northern Ireland is now 5%, and the reality, Paul Diver says, is Irish tourism now has a higher VAT rate than 30 other European countries with which we compete. Well, Deputy Joe McHugh says for now the extension to the wage subsidy scheme will help alleviate the pressures felt by the sector, but he wouldn't rule out the VAT rate being looked at again as part of Budget 2021.
What the extension of that wage subsidy scheme, on average 60% of the wage cost, I think this will help hotels who have difficulty with working capital and no doubt the VAT for hotels, restaurants and hairdressers and regional media and national media outlets as well will be kept under review for Budget 2021.
And there's more from both Minister McConnellogue and Deputy McHugh on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, a six-month VAT rate cut from 23 to 21% across the board was announced as part of the package. The Finance Minister says the cut should be passed on to consumers where a business can afford to do so. Pascal Donoghue acknowledged some businesses may need to use the savings to keep staff on board, but he said others should be passing the savings on.
It's my absolute expectation that this VAT reduction would be passed on by profitable retailers. We now have a higher level of savings in our economy than we could have imagined a number of months ago. We want to stimulate spend to in turn allow jobs to be kept.
15 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported today in Northern Ireland, but the region has recorded no coronavirus deaths for the 11th day in a row. The death toll there remains at 556. 5,891 people have been diagnosed with the virus. Some doctors are being forced to work 24-hour shifts during the COVID-19 pandemic. The HSE says this practice predates the crisis, but may have been extended in some hospitals to meet coronavirus requirements. The Irish Medical Organisation says patients and staff are at risk where doctors are overworked. Stephen McMahon from the Irish Patients Association is also criticising the practice.
Would somebody want to get in a jet where the pilot has worked excessive hours? And the same for doctors, that they're being put under pressure to work long hours. They can then be a risk to patients because of the decisions they make. And indeed, they can create risks for themselves. And particularly in the light of COVID-19, where all of these extra regulations are there.
To Brexit now, and the Midlands Northwest MEP says we need to prepare for the prospect of no trade deals being brokered between the EU and the UK. Mairead McGuinness was reacting to comments made yesterday by the EU's chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier following the latest round of Brexit talks in London. Mr. Barnier said Britain is refusing to commit to open and fair competition and to a balanced fisheries agreement, saying that makes a trade deal unlikely at this point. Mairead McGuinness agrees with that analysis.
There has been no movement on those very specific issues, and they were always the ones that were going to cause trouble. So we're now in a situation where July has passed and we need a deal by October. So time is not on our side. And I think we need to prepare for the possible reality of a no-deal Brexit at the end of the transition. And by January the 1st, the UK will have left the European Union completely, cut away from the single market and customs union without an agreement.
Meanwhile, Midlands Northwest MEP Chris McManus says the talks are being stymied by difficult negotiators on the British side.
I think the EU have been continually prepared to meet the British halfway. And to some extent, what's been frustrating from both us here in Ireland and indeed the wider EU is at times the irrationality of who you're dealing with in terms of, you know, the British government, that there seems to be a very lack of consistency, that they seem to be more driven by appealing to the Middle England, that kind of political audience in terms of Brexit at any cost, regardless of the pandemic and how that halted everything for the last number of months, that they still wouldn't be prepared to look for an extension at the end of June, would just leave one scratching their heads about how realistic these people are.
Donegal County Council and the Office of Public Works have appointed an engineering company to carry out environmental consultancy services for a number of flood relief schemes in Donegal. With more detail, here's Greg Hughes.
The council has appointed RPS Consulting Engineers Limited to undertake the engineering and environmental consultancy services for four flood relief schemes in Burnfoot, Castlefin, Downings and Glenties. A fifth town, Kerrykeel, will also benefit from a flood relief scheme, which will be progressed concurrently by a team of engineers from Donegal County Council and the Office of Public Works. Once complete, Donegal County Council says that the schemes will offer flood protection for residential and commercial properties in addition to other community facilities and municipal infrastructure. In addition to these five schemes, tenders for the Commission for the Engineering and Environmental Consultancy Services for flood relief schemes in the communities of Ballybofey, Stranorlar, Buncrana Ludden and Remelton were received earlier this month. These tenders are now being evaluated and an appointment will be made in the coming months.
Well, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Rina Donaghy, says it's substantial progress and it's to be welcomed.
Buncrana and Burnfoot have been waiting a long time, and we know what has happened there with the flash flooding of 2017. So in addition to that, five other schemes, tenders for the Commission of the Engineering and Environmental Consultancy Services for Ballybofey, Stranorlar, Buncrana, Ludden and Remelton, they were received about a month ago. So these tenders are now being evaluated as well, and an appointment will then be made in the coming months to get designs done and get that work underway. So at least it's moving, thanks be to God. That's what we've been looking forward to. So hopefully things will move on now at an agreed pace.
And it is a testament once again to the local authority that even in the face of this current pandemic, they are keeping other projects afloat.
They are. While people might have thought, and I would have had a number of phone calls to see, is anything happening or what is happening, I did know that a lot of work was going on in the background. So now this is what has happened, and it's very welcome news.
And that was Councillor Rena Donaghy there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Irish Water has been accused of offering zero accountability for works carried out in Donegal and failing to communicate with members of Donegal County Council. Councillor Gerry McMonagall is calling on the new government to restore responsibility for water and sewage treatment to local authorities. The council will now write to the relevant government departments on foot of his motion. Councillor McMonagall says the Irish Water model is not working locally.
We have many estates in this town and right throughout the county which have mechanical plants which have been abandoned and are no longer functioning properly and are regularly being blocked up with resulting in raw sewage running down streets and into people's gardens. Irish Water are refusing to deal with these because they are not taking a charge. So the onus falls back on the local authority. So what is Irish Water all about? What is the remit? It's certainly not to ensure that we have proper sewage and water treatment in our counties.
Staying with Donegal County Council, and the council is being urged to make representations to the relevant department to extend the grant for boring a private well to new homes. In some cases, the council was told this week, the cost of connecting water mains to a rural dwelling is extortionate, with some homeowners having to fork out thousands of euro in order to get the job done. A new scheme allows grants of up to 5,000 euro to assist people in boring wells, but you have to be living in the house for 7 years before you can avail of it. Councillor Martin McDermott says that criteria is totally unfair, particularly in rural areas.
The problem that I have with the scheme is that you have to be living in the house for 7 years before you can avail of the grant. So, I mean, that's very unfair to people that are building new homes and need water for their homes, because, as you know, the price now for getting a water connection from Irish Water is an average of 2,500. That's as long as you don't have to bring any pipework to your house. Like, there's a lot of situations at the minute that are coming that I see that they're getting bills of up to 30,000-35,000 to bring water to their home.
A convoy of chauffeur tourism vehicles is currently travelling along the Wild Atlantic Way. It left Kerry this morning. It'll reach Donegal at the weekend. The initiative is intended to highlight the problems the industry is currently facing, with drivers hit hard in the absence of live music, pubs, theatres and nightclubs. The convoy is expected in Donegal town on Sunday afternoon at 2. Local business owners are being urged to come out and lend their support. The convoy is being led by Jerry Keane of Galway Bay Executive Travel.
My company is a member of the Western Chauffeur Drive Association Ireland, and we would have members right across the country, including your own county there in Donegal. So basically, we have started out in Killarney this morning on a 3-day trip. And what we're trying to do is we're supporting and connecting all the industries that we support through our job in tourism, which is, I suppose, mainly geared around international tourism, as we know, which has all collapsed. And it's basically to support all our colleagues.
Business owners are being urged to be on high alert after a gang attempted to steal hundreds of euro worth of perfume from a local shop by using bags lined with foil. It's understood security staff intervened on time before the theft was completed. With more, here's Stephen Murphy.
In a statement, Gardaí confirmed that an attempted theft was disturbed yesterday in Letterkenny by a security staff member. The gang had concealed around 450 euro worth of perfume in a number of foiled bags in the store, but were stopped just in time. The group of people took off on foot, and Gardaí say that an investigation is currently underway, with CCTV being examined in store and at other nearby locations. The bags were foil-lined in order to prevent security tags activating at the store exit. Gardaí say that there have been a number of similar style thefts across the country recently. They're reminding business owners to make sure staff, and most especially security staff, are aware of this type of criminal activity.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 17 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. Derry City have made their second signing inside 24 hours. Attacker James Secondhundy has joined until the end of the campaign. The 24-year-old Londoner played the last couple of seasons at Maidenhead United in the National League in England. Just yesterday, the Candy Stripes signed Adam Hamill. Meanwhile, Sligo Rovers have confirmed the signing of former Derry striker Junior. The 26-year-old was the top scorer in the Air Trusty League last year with 14 goals for the Candy Stripes. He joined Sligo for the remainder of the current campaign, returning from a spell in Israel. Well, football is back tonight in the Inishowen League as the season gets up and running. There is five fixtures down for decision. The headline game is in the Buncrana Credit Union Cup quarterfinal, where the two sides battling out for the league will clash in the cup. Glengadd United making the trip to Alia FC. That one kicks off at 7 o'clock, and there's a full programme of games this coming Sunday in the Inishowen Junior League across all divisions. There's also a full programme of matches in the Donegal Junior League as well, and we could see champions crowned in Division 1 and Division 2, where victories for Glenae United and Swilly Rovers will give them the title in their respective divisions. While Coghill Celtic could also win a title, another title, an eighth in a row it would be for the Inishowen side, if they take a point away from home at the Dry Arch Park against Bunnygee United this coming Sunday. Jordan Henderson has dedicated his Player of the Year award to his Liverpool teammates. The Reds captain won the Footballers' Writers Association prize for his contribution in Liverpool's first title in 30 years. Henderson received more than a quarter of the votes, holding off the competition of Kevin De Bruyne and Marcus Rashford. The next Premier League season will start on the 12th of September. The current campaign will conclude on Sunday after resuming behind closed doors last month. Top flight action was put on hold in March because of the pandemic. The final round of matches for the 2021 will be held on the 23rd of May. In horse racing, Martin Harley picked up a second win of the week today. Riding at Beverley, the Donegal jockey was the winner in the 120 maiden filly stakes on board Drumquanna. He brought the Alan King trained horse home first at 3-1. Well, action continues tonight in the divisional leagues with five games down for decision. In Division 1, Section B, Killybegs are playing host to Neave Columba. In Section C, it's Convoy against Aroa Ballyshannon. In Division 2, Section A, there's no games tonight, but all matches are being played tomorrow. In Division 2B, Birdplay Mallon and Oristigon Carndonagh. And in Division 2, Group C, it's Neave Columkill against Neave Padraig Lifford. There is games being spread across the weekend on the Gaelic Games front here in Donegal tonight, Saturday, and indeed Sunday as well. Not forgetting about the hurlers, the games tonight involving junior sides in the championship. Dunloe meets Atlanta and Letterkenny Gaels take on Aroa Ballyshannon, where there's a big game down in Buncrana, who host St Eunan's in the senior hurling championship. Both sides, of course, won their openers last weekend. In the Donegal Senior Ladies Football Championship, the latest round of games are being held on Sunday morning, with Buncrana meeting Termon. Termon looking to make it 2-1 from 2. Mavill are playing their first home match. They lost to Termon last week. They're looking for win number 1, and they take on Glenfinn, who are playing their first game in the senior championship this season. In athletics, Letterkenny AC's Anne-Marie McGlynn was in record-breaking form recently when she set a new Northern Ireland record in the 10K at Down Royal Racecourse. Anne-Marie was already Northern Ireland's fastest ever half-marathon runner and marathon runner. The Offaly native, who lives in Strabane, is now focusing on qualification for next summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Yeah, so there's a qualifying standard is 2:29:30, or top 80 in the world. Ideally, you would want to get the qualifying standard and cement your place. So as it stands, Fionnuala McCormack has the qualifying standard, so there's two more places on the Irish team. So when I do toe the line, we will be definitely aiming to try and get the Olympic qualifying standard. And then there's also the fallback. You can look for top 80 in the world. I think I'm sitting 85th when it all stopped, when it was froze. So, yeah. But like I said, ideally you would want to cement your place. Like it's a tough 2:29:30. You know, Rio Olympics and Beijing Olympics, you would have got there with 2:42 maybe. So it's really, really tough. Like, but it's definitely doable.
And there's more from Anne-Marie McGlynn in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, discussing that fantastic achievement last week, that record-breaking time, plus looking ahead to the Olympics next year, which he hopes to qualify for. Just staying on athletics, in the first road race meet in Donegal since athletics and sport came back is on this coming Sunday. It's the New Mills 10K. Now, it's restricted to 120, and the places for it, the entries sold out weeks ago, but it's good to see athletics back. That 10K is going to be highly competitive this coming Sunday. It's based out of the Aura Centre in Ballymacool. In golf, Jonathan Caudwell is 5 shots off the lead in the penultimate day of the British Masters. The County Down golfer is 10 under par after shooting a 67. Paul Dunn's 69 today was his best round of the week, and he's ended the day on 3 under. Justin Harding and Renato Parator are the current course leaders at 15 under par. And finally, just to cricket, the resumption of the cricket season continues tomorrow with games in the Northwest Senior T20 competition. 7 games down for decision. Fingers crossed the weather will be better tomorrow. I suppose the big game of the day is Brady hosting Strabane. And while in the qualifying T20 leagues, Letterkenny will be looking to build on their opening victory last week. They're going to make the trip to play the Ned. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today. Donald, enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thanks very much indeed. Oshin Agusanish on Nocht, Olev Egg Column Ferreter.
Seymour Mahasa Column Ferreter, Lena Priefskilty, Char Highland. A tag Lorna Gail, a glacu, the Hirata Shariontus, O Clubina, a taclari, La Fondurict, Shaws of McDonough. Ta Jontus, Jesuas, the Kuig Kid Euro, or Foyle Clubina, Ta Ran Farches, his game Changa, a current usage was Folum Nigeliga, Contossi, a Masco Club Fubble. His game Takiacta, the Hudge Glory Nigel, August, the Hudge, and Common Lucha Scale, E, and Fondurict, Shosa Victonahu, Lahai Clubina, Common Lucha Scale, Armian Low, and Geliga, a Corconkin. Tell you a Glory Nigel, Bunkai E. Ta fógirt janta ag alian na ngéltag ta ag I janta leis an aislan chaltarta an chránogt na dari baga gowal se bártí a acu campusari a ráctal da yegari a jira shaito le sfíd an vísa gudjín sahern an orta le da mi lúnasa le cursi on ar fai cocisha agus bese ar siúl ar maidjín na trí hessun ar fai cafrasa coig bómacha ar fad bé alin tóri garmula a monchagask rimse liahan da áwar skrýv a raniacht dausa technoliacht kól agus alin ga olas egin kranóg Tasha Fogri ag onadnú Padraig Dór go bhfuil charman dealafadarachta a Arbor Chaku or Huven Anaj in Gidor, Carter Shears or a Chonskriff, Mar Lahar Magnav Hubble, Egevna Erini, a Kailu go Tobin Fridge Nablianta, Carter and Charman are Foil Mar Ancha Fuisha Vogus Solish, the Hishmahori, Kiv Nori, Boyle Chile, August Karja, Namanchura, Nafmarin, Jarer Ratchas and Anaj, Tagir Gad, the Lehij, the Harman, Laharaj, a Euro or Kursi Mauer Hlancha, August Fallinja. August mar vuach pontia na felia alinia anjarigal be chas pantas erlina corahi lahar igna barge nua isha scrib nori agus aliantori anir huskart be owen magalavrija exturu an valley la height horus o hosta na halabin goji hosta na herin benya felli rona donala maya deni ren roddy garman agus skilbrija macalil ejanta lishanali and tort Kim Sharkey, I lahars igin eile, letriachta agus alinia erlina. Tell you olis ig EAF bunk IE. Agus shin mahadse illegalier slan agus banacht.
Gara mahagath column, agus anish on I'm sure. Rain this evening persists with some heavy and possibly thundery bursts, especially in the west and on coastal areas. However, some dry spells will develop later in the evening. It'll stay humid with hill and coastal fog. Maximum overnight temperatures 16 to 19 degrees Celsius. Winds mostly light to moderate southerly at first, increasing mostly moderate and freshening on the coasts. Later on tonight, it will stay cloudy with occasional outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mainly dry conditions extending gradually from the west with scattered showers, mainly in coastal areas again in the west, staying very mild and humid. Minimum overnight temperatures 12 to 15, light to moderate southwesterly breezes. Tomorrow, Saturday, it will gradually brighten up with sunny spells developing with scattered showers as well, some heavy and possibly thundery tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow evening. Maximum temperatures on tomorrow, Saturday, 15 to 19 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate westerly winds. Main stories in brief. The Taoiseach is promising the plan to reopen schools fully next month will be robust enough to ensure they can stay open into the future. The details will be thrashed out between Department of Education officials and teaching unions over the weekend. The Cabinet will meet and finalise the plan on Monday before making a formal announcement. Donegal hoteliers are expressing serious concern about the stimulus package announced by government last evening. They say it doesn't go far enough to support Irish tourism and safeguard the 7,500 jobs supported by tourism in the county. However, Junior Minister Charlie McConnell and W. Joe McHugh both say they believe Donegal will benefit as a result. 15 new cases of COVID-19 reported today in Northern Ireland, but the region has recorded no coronavirus deaths for the 11th day in a row. And some doctors are being forced to work 24-hour shifts during the pandemic, according to the IMO. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of July. The death has taken place of Brendan Doherty, Creve, Rathmullen. Funeral on Sunday at 12:30 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, can be viewed on mcnmedia.stjosephschurchrathmullen. Due to HSE and the government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Mrs Pauline Doherty, 3 Flaxfields, Convoy. Her remains will repose at Gibson's funeral home on Sunday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Monday morning for 11 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please. And the death has taken place of Susan MacDade, Carnamoyle, Muff. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, Muff, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, Ishkeheen, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son, funeral directors.